This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
The primary election just took place in New York, and it's certainly looking like we can at least guess who the nominees are going to be. But right now, we're going to do a little blast from the past with a story from early in the primary season when people named Bush and Fiorina and Christie were still contenders, and Bernie Sanders seemed like a mere protest candidate. Back in November, The New Yorker's Josh Rothman visited a high school in Queens, Townsend Harris High School, that does the most all-out mock election you've ever heard of.
If any of you don't know, I'm Donald Trump. But I mean, everyone here should know that by now if they've even watched the news. I mean, the media loves me, guys. I'm all over it all day, every day. Right?
If you're wondering who you're listening to, his name is Matthew McAndrew, and he's a senior at Townsend Harris High School. He's been given the most coveted assignment of the fall, being Donald Trump. Luckily, with so many candidates running for president right now, there are a lot of starring roles to go around.
Max Lacoma, I'm playing Jeb Bush.
Hi, my name is Yasmin Ali. I'm a senior at Townsend Harris, and in the election simulation, I'm playing Hillary Clinton.
Hello, my name is Jacob Hutter, and I played Bernie Sanders in the election simulation game.
Do you like Ben Carson in real life?
No, not at all.
So why did you want to pick him? What drew you to?
He's a neurosurgeon, and I thought this might be the closest I'll ever get to being a doctor.
I visited Townsend Harris for their big kickoff rally, which the whole senior class comes together in a courtyard outside the school. Everyone gives big, exciting speeches. These are incredibly smart students. They're some of the smartest kids you'll ever meet, and the whole senior class participates. So there are pollsters, there are newspaper reporters, there are even super PACs and fundraisers, and money is a really big part of the simulation. So when I met them, some of the students were just getting into their roles, and others were totally naturals.
To turn this country around, we need to stop being losers, guys. We're losing to China, we're losing to Mexico, financially, in our education, and on the border. And something you should know about me, I refuse to lose, all right? Trump is not a loser.
10 seconds.
Don't rush me. We need to turn this country around before it's too late, and I'm your man, okay? We are gonna make America great again. Thank you.
You are listening to Hawk Radio 201.6.
Just like in the real presidential election, the kids make the rounds on political talk shows.
Hello, welcome to Morning Hawk. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm Jacqueline.
It's time for the Townsend Minute. Last Friday, students gathered to attend the presidential primary election simulation kickoff rally, where candidates and special interest groups were able to discuss their goals for the future of America.
At the kickoff rally, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton were very confident with their speeches and seemed to win over the crowd.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I'm...
Hey everybody, I'm Jeb Bush. America's in a big problem right now.
Donald Trump brought a comedic approach with his statement, "Don't rush me."
10 seconds.
Don't rush me.
Carly Fiorina seemed distant, and although Bernie Sanders started off roughly, he managed to regain composure.
It's time that we allow our future children and grandchildren to live the life that they should by allowing universal health care.
And that's your Townsend Minute.
The campaigns also run political ads, and they take a lot of creative liberty.
C to the A to the R-L-Y. Vote Carly Fiorina, I'll tell you why. She's not going to fill our nation with any more problems. Unlike her opponents, she can actually solve them. Education makes you want to walk out of the door no more. She'll stop the Common Core. She supports small biz and the Dream Act. I'm not fooling. She's not even scared of Vladimir Putin. President Trump, Carson Bush, and even Ted Cruz. Because unlike them, she is never, ever going to lose. If you want to live in a greater USA, then vote Carly Fiorina on Election Day.
So, I should point out that Townsend Harris is a pretty unique public high school. It's incredibly elite. It's incredibly competitive. Kids from around New York City apply to get in. On the whole, it's pretty liberal, but there are definitely some conservative kids.
So you're Jeb.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Josh.
Hi.
nice to meet you. Do you like Jeb Bush?
I do. I'm one of the only conservative people in this school, and I agree with his views. I agree with a lot of the conservative candidates' views, so it'll be pretty easy for me to portray that.
Is there any possibility that it would actually be better to be unsympathetic to your candidate's point of view?
I don't necessarily agree with his immigration policy. He's a little more moderate with his immigration. I'm more towards Trump on immigration policy in real life. So that's, I think, the most drastic thing that I'll have to, per se, lie about.
Okay, now Townsend Harris is in Queens, which is the most diverse borough in New York City. And more than half of the students are from immigrant families. So that means that the real Donald Trump's message about immigration is not one that's going to go over very well with the student body. And unfortunately for the fake Donald Trump, he's just stuck with it. He has to mirror the candidate that he's been assigned.
I agree that there are some good Mexicans, but right now the ones that are coming into this country are bringing with them their crime, their drug use, and it's really just not helping our country get better.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Now let's take a quick commercial break.
These kids really learn the facts about their candidates. In some ways, they're more informed than the average voter. But they also have to confront the pervasive BS of our political system. The media love to ask gotcha questions, and the candidates get really good at dodging them. Hillary, in particular, is a master of the art of the pivot.
Your husband is former President Bill Clinton. Do you feel that you are running in his shadow? And if elected, how would you run things differently?
Well, I don't like to compare my campaign to my husband's because I am running a separate campaign. This is the Hillary Clinton campaign, not the Bill Clinton campaign. And I don't believe we can truly compare our economic policies because his policy was enforced during a completely different financial situation. But my plan does call for more investment in infrastructure, scientific research, a greater tax relief for the middle class, and a system that can create affordable education.
So it seems like the major challenge that you guys have to overcome is like boredom with Hillary, like familiarity. It's not like Donald Trump, like everyone wants to interview Donald Trump, but you guys don't have that, right? I think.
Yeah, I think, I don't think Hillary is looked at as a entertaining candidate, but I believe that if we inform ourselves to the best of our abilities, that a candidate for presidency should be knowledgeable and not necessarily an entertainer.
Just like in real life, the media and the candidates have partly an adversarial relationship where, you know, hard-hitting reporters are asking tough questions. But also, just like in real life, they also work together to make politics as entertaining as possible.
And we're back. It's time for the Golden Hogs. All results were taken from either the newspaper or information gathered from social media. I'm sorry, caller, we're not taking any more calls.
So the best Facebook page goes to Donald Trump. He had the most posts and likes. And the worst candidate in the polls is John Kasich with only 3% of freshman support and 0% from sophomores, juniors, and seniors. Mr. Kasich, would you like to respond?
I don't know. Vote for me on Election Day.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Obviously, we're listening to high school kids. But at the same time, the longer that I spent at the election simulation, the more I started to wonder, how different is real politics from high school fundamentally?
And the best TV commercial is Bush, Rubio, and Cruz with their popular ad Stump the Trump.
Okay, I mean, it's not exactly like high school, but I have to say it would be pretty amazing if the real Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio got together to make one anti-Donald Trump attack ad.
What do you even expect to achieve? You said that you're a patriot. At least I don't try to support our immigrants. That's a sure fact, that's some sure facts, scotch campaign, because you're lame and you can't rap.
So it's all pretty fun, but it's also pretty serious, because there are real issues that are really at stake, and real feelings really do come into play. And that all came to a head during the debate when those feelings really blew up.
Mr. Rubio, can I ask you something? In 2007, you said climate change was real. And then when you started running for senator for Florida, you said that it didn't exist because we didn't have enough scientific evidence to prove it. Can you explain your Hillary Clinton here on flip-flop?
It's a little hard to understand, but what just happened was Jeb Bush challenged Marco Rubio's statements about climate change by saying, "You flip-flop just like Hillary Clinton." At this point, Hillary, who's been waiting in the wings, strides on stage, and she is pissed.
Well, clearly this question was directed to me as well,
Marco. Oh, really? It wasn't. Yeah. It was directed towards Mr. Bush.
Right. Anyway, no!
Naturally, she defends herself. Then Donald Trump crosses a line. He accuses Hillary of PMSing, and the crowd goes absolutely nuts. "You've insulted every woman in this room," she says. 70% of the students in this school are women. When you're in the debate and you're being Donald Trump, and you're saying crazy Donald Trump stuff. Right. Like, do you have to, I don't know, did that give you any insight into the real Donald?
There's definitely like a line to be drawn when you're talking in a school. But I mean, I don't think he sees that even when it's like national TV. But I mean, it was definitely like a different experience where you can really just say whatever's on your mind and like not really have any punishment for it. Even though there was almost like consequences in the school after that.
No way, really?
No. Yeah, there was talks of kicking us out of the campaign, like just eliminating our campaign in general after that, because they felt it was not something that should be said in the school, but the government teachers argued that it was, we were staying accurate with our candidates, so yeah. They decided to let us keep running.
Yeah.
In general, do you think that your experience here and the dynamics between Hillary and the Republicans here are representative of what's happening in the real world?
I think so, because I think our both debates were very like, were basically a mirror image of what happened in the actual debates. The Republicans were very off topic. The Democrats were very calm and on topic. But what Hillary does most of the time is she doesn't really attack her fellow Democrats. She more so attacks the Republican candidates, and especially Donald Trump. I know she has her and Donald go back and forth all the time. So I'm pretty sure this does go on in real life.
Hello, Townsend Harris. Welcome to Morning Honk. Don't forget to vote next Monday during lunch bands 4, 5, 6, and 7.
You'll need to know your townsendharris.org login information, and voting will hopefully be available before and after school as well.
Guys, quiet. Okay, now.
Good morning, Townsend Harris. Here are the results of the election simulation primary election. In the Republican Party, Jeb Bush. 40, Hillary Clinton. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to vote, and thank you for a wonderful election simulation. And here are the morning announcements.
Looking back on the whole simulation, I have to say, I'm of two minds. On the one hand, it made me really optimistic about the future. I was so impressed by these students. I thought they were amazing. And not only did they learn a lot about politics, but they really care about the issues. And I hope a lot of them are in charge someday. On the other hand, the political system that they so effectively emulated is totally messed up. That's one of the things that it captured. So if I had to sum it up, I'd say, I wish the system they were simulating was a little more admirable and a little less like high school.
Chilling on this first floor, strolling around, wondering what all the fuss of voting was about. Seniors giving big sighs and laughing like hyenas when all of a sudden it hurt by Carly Fiorina. Ooh, she's too real. Down with the DreamHack and the Ken Saran deal. Now that I know her, I have nothing left to say, except now I know what I'm gonna do Monday. I voted Carly on election day, cause she'll really make our country great. Equality for women and men, and power to the state will be given again. Go! Her crew was ill, her intelligence has no chill. So on election day, don't forget, Carly Fiorina is your best bet.
Oh man, if Carly Fiorina had hired those kids to do her media, she might be in the race right now. Josh Rothman reported from the Townsend Harris High School. Next year's senior class will be simulating the general election.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.